Welcome to Cancer Out Loud, the Cancer Care Podcast, a show featuring conversations with people living with cancer, caregivers, survivors, loved ones, and the bereaved. Hosted by oncology social workers, Cancer Out Loud takes a closer look at the cancer experience using the power of storytelling. This season, we're talking about maintaining hope through survivorship, coping with rare cancer diagnoses, navigating shared decision-making, coping as a caregiver, and much more. This podcast is produced by Cancer Care, the leading national organization providing free professional support services to anyone affected by cancer. Welcome back to the final episode of Season 6, Cancer Out Loud, the Cancer Care Podcast. My name is Sarah Paul, and I'm the Director of Clinical Programs at Cancer Care and your host. Throughout this season, we have listened to the stories of those that have not only received help from Cancer Care's free services, but have also found strength and hope through sharing their lived experiences. Before we wrap up this season, I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge that March is Social Work Appreciation Month, and I wanted to thank all of our social workers for making a difference each day. I also want to share an inside look at the role of an oncology social worker at Cancer Care. If you have called Cancer Care in the past, there's a good chance that you've spoken to one of our social workers. Our social workers wear many hats. They staff our Hope Line. They conduct individual and group supportive counseling. They provide resource navigation services, create educational content for webinars and publications. They facilitate community programs and educational workshops, lead social groups, and much more. Many of Cancer Care's free programs would not be possible without the oncology social work team, and their hard work is a large part of the overall positive impact Cancer Care services have made on the cancer community. Each year, we take a look at how our services and programs have helped the many people who reach out to us. Founded in 1944, Cancer Care is the leading national organization providing free professional support services and information to help people manage the emotional, practical, and financial challenges of cancer. Our services include resource navigation, counseling and support groups over the phone, online and in person, educational workshops, publications, and financial and co-payment assistance. All of our services are provided by master's prepared oncology social workers and world-leading cancer experts. In our fiscal year that ended June 30th, 2022, Cancer Care provided 171,885 services to people affected by cancer, serving clients with 90 different types of cancer in all 50 states. Our oncology social workers answered 38,841 calls to our Hope Line. Our staff provided 31,569 hours of emotional and practical support through our Hope Line, individual counseling, support groups, community programs, and more. Cancer Care provided $81 million in financial and co-payment assistance to 28,000 people for costs including transportation, practical needs, and to pay for cancer medications. Cancer Care welcomed 1.8 million visits to our website, and users completed over 60,000 searches in our online helping hand to find practical and financial assistance. We distributed 957,511 print and digital publications to people living with cancer, caregivers, loved ones, and healthcare professionals. Leading experts in oncology led 80 Cancer Care Connect education workshops from 144 faculty members and 97 partner organizations, drawing over 44,000 participants. The Pet Assistance and Wellness Program helped 463 clients keep their pet in the home. And lastly, My Cancer Circle served over 25,000 active users in over 2,000 active caregiver communities. I know that it's sometimes difficult to see the overall impact made, but I hope that some of these numbers and statistics lend a better idea of just how widespread our support really is. And for more information on the impact that we made in 2022, head over to our website, cancercare.org. Now, to conclude our season finale, we have asked some of our earlier podcast guests to share what it would be like without cancer care support. Listen in.
Without cancer care, I would have been more lost than I have been. Cancer care has given me a number of insights that I never would have had without their input, and has opened my eyes to a whole new world of support, resources, and ideas that I never even knew were possible. I owe a lot to cancer care. Thank you.
Without cancer care, so I think I probably would have been so much further in terms of being in this highly anxious state with far more anxiety than I would have otherwise. And just, I think, just to be, you know, stewing in all those stress hormones and chemicals would not have been doing my body any favor, definitely wouldn't have been doing my cancer any favor. So I'm so glad I found cancer care and was able to be able to access services. It's really helping me take care of that whole emotional, mental side, that health aspect of cancer. And I think that's so easy to neglect when you're in the middle of all the physical parts of it, but it is important. It is still important.
Without cancer care, I was lost after my diagnosis. Cancer care really gave me the tools that I needed to help with my anxiety and fears, along with how to navigate life in survivorship.
Without cancer care, I would have lost more faith in my own profession in the mental health field, because it was failing me before I found cancer care. And I was able to take one worry off of my plate and off of my husband's plate and be able to find some caring individuals who we could truly speak with, caring professionals we could truly speak with about what was going on, and we felt understood. And that was worth so much to both of us. So we really are appreciative of everything cancer care does.
I always say, you know, without cancer care, people are going to be missing out on those life-changing resources. Cancer patients, as you're going through this, there are life-changing resources that cancer care offers. The financial assistance, those community programs. I don't live in a New York area, so I'm not able to take care of a lot of those things in person, but the education workshops and things of that nature, those are, you know, those are priceless things that people should take advantage of.
I just want to thank Cancer Care for being there for me through this journey. And you guys are still there for me. And I don't think, no, I know I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for Cancer Care.
How grateful I am that cancer care was there when I needed them. I'm not sure that I would have survived without them. Today, 16 and a half months later, the pain is there, but I know she is with me. And I know that I'm stronger now than I ever been in my life. And I'm also committed to helping other people. And without cancer care and their support in those first few weeks and months, I'm not sure I'd be where I am today.
Thanks for tuning in to Cancer Out Loud, the Cancer Care Podcast. Cancer Care is the leading national nonprofit organization providing free professional support services, including resource navigation, cancer-focused counseling, support groups, educational resources, and financial assistance to anyone affected by cancer. You can visit us online at cancercare.org or call our toll-free HOPE line at 800-813-HOPE. That's 800-813-4673 to speak with a Master's Prepared Oncology Social Worker.